Welcome back to Studying's podcast. This is Anji.
This is Jay.
Welcome to 349th episode. Let's go. Ooh, 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 ooh. So today we have our guest Jay.
Hello, hello. Long time no see.
Long time no see. He's been on our episodes like...
From time to time.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Maybe more than like 5 episodes. Maybe not. Like around 5, right?
Around 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah. いっぱい来てるね。はい。J が初登場してる多分ね、257話。17年海外に本当にあの5カ国ぐらい住んでいらっしゃる韓国出身の、韓国での帰国子女みたいな感じかな。
Yes.
It's really complicated. but yes.もう超超スーパーグローバルな彼なんですけど He's one of our members in our company And today 今日はスペシャルゲストをお呼びしております So it's gonna be all in English So have fun
Let's go.
So today
English time.
Yeah, English time Today we're gonna get into a phrase ね English phrase
Alright
はいちょっとね英語のフレーズを取り上げていけたらと思います今日ここからね毎日しばらく皆さんにお届けできたらと思ってます Today's phrase is Make it.
メイク
イット皆さんメイク何を浮かびますか作るだよね
yeah, yeah.
一般的に作るって思うかもしれないですけどこのメイクイットは作るではございませんSo what does it mean, Jay?
Make it So
yes.
in this context、
mm-hmm.
it would be like whether you're making itto an event
yeah
or make it within oh it's hard to explain make it like you're able to make it to something、
uh-huh.
or to someone
okay
or somewhere
okay okay 作るじゃなくて、まあ、文脈の中で使われてて
yes, yes.
人とか場所イベントに参加とかジョイン、まあ、あとは到着するみたいなものだね、
mm-hmm.
そのイベントに参加できるかその時間に間に合うか、
mm-hmm.
っていうニュアンスになります Can you give us an example?
Right, so one example would be, so we're having a dinner party at our house this Sunday. Do you think you can make it?
So there's a dinner party at our house this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
日曜日にね、mm-hmm. パーティーを開くと。And you're the host.
Yes, I'm the host. I'm the host.
And you're asking me, do you think you can make it?
Right.
Okay, じゃあこのディナーパーティーに来れる大丈夫って聞いてるのね。
Mm-hmm.
まあ日本語で分かりやすい言葉つけるとすると、都合がつくかどうかを聞いてます。
Mm-hmm.
うん。っていうのがパターン1ですね。
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can make it?
Right, right.
はてなマーク聞く感じなんだね。
Mm-hmm.
これちなみにあなたホストだと思うんだけど。
I'm the host, yes.
回答者の私も使っていいの?
Of course, yes.、
Mm-hmm.
So then, if I ask you, do you think you can make it?
Yes.
Then to answer that, you can say, yes, I can make it.
Yes, I can make it.
Or,、mm-hmm. if you can't make it,、mm-hmm. then you can say, no, I don't think I can make it.
So that's one, and there's another example. I think this one's also good. Yeah.
Mm, so I guess you can also say, I hope we make it there in time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be late. So,
oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
こっちはイベントに参加できるかじゃなくて I hope we can make it there in time、
mm-hmm.
その時間に例えば7時集合だったら7時集合に間に合わせられるといいなみたいな感じだね、mm-hmm. I hope だから、mm-hmm. I hope we can make it there から I hope ってことは7時に間に合うといいなっていうニュアンスですね、
mm-hmm.
で I really don't wanna be late 遅刻はしたくありませんと、
mm-hmm.
はい、これ結構口語な形ですけど、
yep.
これじゃあいつでも使っていいんだ OK business private anytime
Ooh, I think it does slightly have more of a casual tone to it.
Okay.
So when you're more talking with friends,、
mm-hmm.
then they would also ask like, oh, can you make it in time?
Right, But right,
then
for right.
But business, you'd be using more formal English.
Like what?
So one phrase you could use is,、would you be available or would you be
oh, right.
free?
Okay, okay.
So for example,、let's say, so this is more of a formal setting.
Yeah.
So we're doing a meeting.、
Mm-hmm.
So we have a meeting on Friday.
Mm.
Will you be available on Friday?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
or will you、mm-hmm. be free on Friday、
mm-hmm.
to join the meeting?
Okay, so the、mm-hmm. difference even between available and free is whether it's formal or not?
Mm-hmm,
かな?
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, so available is the most formal.
はい。
Then it goes to free,、
mm.
slightly less formal.、
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, it's the very casual make it. So
make it.
We have a meeting on Friday, can you make it?
Oh, great.、Mm-hmm. 2つ目の意味で、そのまあ時間に間に合わせるっていう方あったと思うんだけど、
mm-hmm.
時間の方だとさ、またこれ違う表現もあるじゃん
Oh yes, there is, yes.
例えば on time とかさ
Right, 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 on time.
What else?
So another one would be in the nick of time.
In the nick of time? Who's Nick?
In the nick of time.
Who's Nick?
In the、
Bro.
Nick of time.
No, 誰それ In the nick of time え、これも間に合うって意味なの
It's like, very like, you just made it
Okay.
So it's like, so for example, let's say the meeting is at 12、
mm-hmm.
and you are to arrive at、mm. 11:59.
はい。
Then you arrive just in the nick of time.
マジでギリギリなんだ。
Yes.
12時開始の11時59分着地が in the nick of time なんだ。
In the nick of time.
でもさ、on time はさ、it's like on time だもんね。ぴったりだよね。
On time, I think on time you use it more freely. So、
yeah.
for example, if the meeting is at 12、
yeah.
and you arrive at maybe 11:40 and、mm-hmm. you're on time.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, you still haveA lot of time to, you know, just kind of sit down,、
mm-hmm.
you know, relax.
Oh!
But in the nick of time, you still make it in the deadline,、
mm-hmm.
but it's very like, oh, like, couldn't you have come here slightly earlier?
Oh, like, wait, like, but then when we say on time in Japanese, it's like on time.
Like, exactly on time, right? Like 12, so 12. You arrive at 12.
Yeah.
Right.
But in English, it's 11:40, no?
I think slight, so on time, it's kind of like all the way until 12.
Okay, okay.
And then a minute after 12, it's like you're late.
Yeah, you're yeah. じゃあ11時40分でも12時でも一応使えるけど、on time 自体は。
Yes. Mm-hmm.
どちらかというと余裕のある状態に使うんだね。
Mm-hmm. I think they mean the same, but in the nick of time, it's、mm. only used in like certain English, so like British English.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so it's not the typical
kind
of
like... In the nick of time.
Right.
あ、そうなんだ。で、last minute もさっきので言ったさ、12時集合で11時59分だったら last minute 使えるよ。
Yes, so both of them would mean the same.
5 minutes でもいけるかもしれない。11:55 around?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5分以内。
I think 5 minutes is still, you're still on time. I think you're still on time.
Yeah, but in Japanese standards?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You'd want to be...、
Mm. Okay, じゃあ、おさらい。Make it は大きく2つの意味がありました。都合がつくかどうか、場所とか人、イベントに来れるかどうかっていうニュアンスで、2つ目が時間に間に合うかどうかっていうのですね。Make it on time, make it in time. Make it on time と in time って一緒だよね。
I think they both do mean the same.
Yeah.
But
it does.
I think it really depends. I really don't think there's a difference, honestly.
Okay.
I think it's the personal preference. So、
okay.
if you prefer on time,
yeah, you can do it on.
It is.
たまにこういう時ね。
It is.
In time でもオンタイムでもどっちも同じ意味だ。So this. Yes, sir. で、都合がつくっていうのが make it...まあなんとかってイベントの名前言ってもいいし質問文で Can you make it? っていう風に聞いてもいいんですけど、
mm-hmm.
ビジネスで使うとすると Be available, be free が1個目がフォーマル、2個目がカジュアルで最後に Make it が一番カジュアルな形式なんですけど、mm-hmm. Do you have any additional information around this?
Right, so I think、for be available、
mm.
and be free、
mm.
I think it's mostly used by the host
Oh,
rather than the participant.
That's a good point.、
Mm,
that's a good point.
You can say as a participant,、
mm.
you can say that, oh, I will be free or I will be available.
You can.
But normally it's more used in a question. So would you be available?
これはネイティブならではの気づきだね。Be available と be free は、まあ、要はホストの方とか質問者が使用するケースが多いよっていう話でした。
Mm-hmm.
もちろん回答者、返答する方も使っていいんですけど、
mm-hmm.
どちらかというと質問者が使用するケースが多いと。
Mm-hmm.
で、on the other hand, make it がじゃあ opposite になるってことだよね。
I think yes. So make it would be used by the participant. So、mm. yes, I will be free or yes, I will make it.
Participant, 参加者。Participant だね。
Participant.
参加者の方だけど、make it の方がこの参加者だったり、回答者が使用するケースが多いとのことです。Mm. いや、これは書いてないよね、textbook には。
No.
でもそういう感覚があるんだね。
Yes, after
yes.
speaking English for 17 years,
you
kind of get a feel for it.、Yeah.
That's a strong evidence. で、最後が間に合うっていうニュアンスです。時間に間に合うかどうか、時間に余裕を持って間に合うのが on time。めちゃくちゃギリギリなの in the nick of time マジで1分前ぐらい the last minute まあ数分前とか in the nick of time と同じ感じで使って OK です、
mm-hmm.
で make it in time はもう間に合えば OK だよね、
yeah. mm-hmm.
in the nick of time よりももうちょっと余裕あってもいいけどとりあえず間に合えば OK っていうニュアンスで、
mm-hmm. yes.
間に合えば OK だよね。
Yeah, yeah, as long as you get
yeah,
there,
yeah,
as long、
yeah.
as you arrive, then everything's all right.
Okay, so that'll be it for today だけど、次回は明日の朝の8時 AAM に今日と同じようにフレーズを紹介していきます。明日は In the bag.
In the bag.
In the bag. 何何カバンの中になんかしまっちゃうの、oh, 何何、wow. って感じです。Oh, wow. こんなフレーズ紹介してほしいとかあればぜひぜひいただけたらと思います。Alright, that'll be it for today. I hope you learned something new and we will see you in our next episode. Bye for now. Bye bye.